Balls up in their face. Great play by Andrew Siegfried.
It's a handoff right up the middle. And room to run has another first down all the way across the 40-yard line out to maybe about the 41. Actually, according to the spot, might be short of the first down. James Dubes on a big run there for Lakers. And brought down by Bryce Fernald, whatever you'd like to say it. Second down, less than a yard to go.
It sure looked like Dubes had the first down, but when he got right at the marker, Clark, he actually kind of juked backwards to try to make a guy miss. Probably cost him a half a yard, but nonetheless, a good run on first down.
And they're going to bring out the sticks to measure this one. Nope, never mind. They're going to say first down. So it is a first down run for James Dubes. And the Lakers moves the chains. They start right back up where they left off. And another set of downs, this time at their own 41-yard line, trailing 8-0 with a minute 20 left in the first quarter.
And just more of the same. They pounded the ball down Cass City's throat all the first series. And a tough break at the end, a weird spot. Maybe they were a foot short of getting the first down last drive, but more of the same, more power football, and there comes another face mask flag there, Clark. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. James Dubes gets the carries across from the 41 all the way across to the 47-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard pickup before this flag flies. Tackle made by Luke Stern out of the secondary. No word yet. It's a face mask, just a 5-yard extent. So go from the 47. That's a first down into Laker territory. To the 48-yard line in Cass City territory.
It's easy to do when you stand up that running back and you're unable to bring him down. Teammates come in and start trying to reach around and help grab the running back to take him down. It's real easy to run those fingers right across the face mask. Unintentional, an easy 5-yard call, nothing more, nothing less. But another first down for Lakers. They've got a ton of them already in this game, considering they haven't scored yet.
First and 10 from the 48, less than a minute to play in this first quarter. James Dubes gets the pitch around the end, has a lot of speed behind him across the 40-yard line of Cass City. An 8-yard gain, second down and about a yard, maybe two to go. Tackle made by number 20 of Cass City, Jared Nagel.
And the ball carrier, James Dubes, also number 20, does a nice job. Lakers changes up the formation a little bit, put two receivers out to the right, and then run at their direction with Dubes. Those running backs, or those receivers, turn into lead blockers, and both of them do an excellent job as Dubes is able to run right in between them and get 8 or 9 yards on first down.
Last play of this first quarter, 8-0 Cass City, and Preston Warren gets the handoff for Lakers. Marches forward, has the first down across the 35, down to the 33. Brought down by Alex Perry, linebacker for this Cass City squad. And with 5.8 seconds left, this clock stops momentarily to move the chains. First and 10 for the Lakers.
And again, a nice run by Lakers, but that play, that first down run, is going to bring us to the end of the first quarter.
We have reached the end of the first quarter with Cass City leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 8-0. After 12 minutes of play, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
After 12 minutes of play, the Cass City Redhawks lead 8-0 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, with the Lakers back on the field for their second drive on offense, and they're at the Cass City 34-yard line. First and 10 from that 34-yard line on their right hash. It's a handoff up the middle, and they're just not quitting at all. The running back for the Lakers on the bound of the ball, James Dubes, the carry out for about 9 yards, just a yard short of that first down, all the way down to the 25. Colin Rubel on the tackle. That's number 11.
Certainly is. And what a powerful run again by Lakers. Said that a couple times tonight. Going to be a broken record for the end of the night. But a play where it looks like Cass City has completely stood him up, and that pile just keeps going forward. And in this case, going left to right. James Dubes continues to push the ball forward and get a big gain thanks to the help of his offensive line.
11:21 left in the second quarter. It's 8-0 Cass City Lakers facing a 2nd-and-1 from the Cass City 25. It's a handoff. Siegfried gets the carry. Has maybe the first down, but Fort Braga stopped very close to that first down marker. No word yet on the mark. Ball still in the official's hand. Tackle made by number 62, Hank Janik and Colin Rubel. They're going to say there looks like they're going to measure this one again. Nope, there it is. First down. First down for the Lakers, another first down on this drive.
Yeah, it sure felt like he had the first down enough for it, and I agree with the officials, definitely a first down, but another set of downs driving now deep into Cass City territory. This is an opportunity for the road team Lakers to get on the board here and try to tie this game up. First down from the 24, maybe 23-and-a-half yard line of Cass City.
10:42 left in the first half, trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. Lakers sending Mason Pasek wide, now brings him back inside, overloading that right side. It's a pitch to the right to Preston Warren. Comes out, and he's out at the 23-yard line. Number 6, Sandon Cothrell, read the offense very well from the defensive side and brings him down for no gain in the play, maybe a gain of a yard. 2nd-and-9.
After the offensive explosion he had last week, he's having a heck of a first half on defense. He's got 8 tackles already.
Holy
and
cow.
Coming out of the backfield, he's got to read those plays because his defensive line is losing right now. Those linebackers are coming up, getting picked up by the fullbacks and the tight ends. So he's starting to creep up more and more and making those tackles after very short gains. Just 1 yard there for Lakers.
Bryce Sears under center, going to keep it for himself. Actually, that's a handoff to Siegfried. Siegfried plows over some defenders, has the first down, dragging maroon jerseys with him all the way inside the 10-yard line. Sandon Cothrell on the stop before the touchdown could have been possible. And they're all the way down inside the 10, looks like down to about the 7, maybe even the 6-yard line. First and goal for the Lakers.
So Cass City on defense has 2 deep safeties, one on each side of the field, kind of protecting the sideline. So when the play comes to the right side, the near sideline, Cothrell is reading that play as a quarterback himself, coming up, trying to read that running play and coming up and help in making a tackle. On the other side of the football, the other deep safety, we haven't seen that yet. So when Lakers has run to the left, they've gotten 7 or 8 yards before that safety's come up and make a play. We'll see if the defensive staff of Cass City make that adjustment.
It's a handoff to Corey Minet. Gets down close to the end zone. Touchdown, Lakers. With 9:21 left in the first half, the Lakers get on the board for the first time tonight for themselves. And it's down to an 8-6 ball game with a 2-point conversion still upcoming.
Nothing fancy, nothing about it is wild. It's methodical, it's power football, and Lakers moving the ball at will on this Cass City defense, and Corey Minetti puts the exclamation point on this drive as he pounds his way into the end zone for the first Laker touchdown of the night.
A 3-yard run for Corey Minetti, and the first Laker touchdown on the night with 9:21 left in the second quarter. Going for the 2-point conversion, overloading the right side, and we've got, looks like this very well a false start disco night early from Cass City. Against goes against the Lakers. This will push them back from the 3-yard line back to the 8-yard line. They'll try this one again.
It sure looked like in the shotgun formation that Andrew Siegfried was lining up to take that snap with an overload of backs to his right, a very unique formation. But they're going to change their mind now. They're going to bring Bryce Sears back in. This could be a passing situation for them to try to get that 2-point conversion.
8-6 currently, 9:21 left in the second quarter. Cass City leading by 2 points. Lakers scoring on their 2nd offensive drive of the night. And it's going to be Bryce Sears going to his left to throw wide open. And this one cannot be brought in by Mason Pasek. Had a green field and pastures all around him, but he could not bring it in. Overthrown, and score remains Lakers 8, Cass City 6 right here on the WNW Sports Network, 9:21 before the half.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that too. By being Sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, It is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why.